Well, maybe the first day of spring had you looking at your calendar, and you looked at your calendar, and you realized that we're halfway through March, and you realize that April is on the way, and, oh, the tax thing. As a matter of fact, I called my mother yesterday. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm doing my taxes. For some folks, it's easy and simple, and it's a couple clicks. They've mastered the technology. Their returns are simple. And for the rest of us, maybe you've got complicated taxes and you can hire someone to do them. And then there are people in the middle who maybe don't have access to a computer, or maybe their taxes are complicated due to some life changes and they're utterly overwhelmed. Do not despair. Kind people are available to help you with your taxes. Julia Cheng is one of them, and she's the tax site program manager for Community Action Duluth, and she joins us this morning in the studios. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Lisa.
I didn't realize until you sent me this information sheet, and we're going to be sharing a lot of this stuff online on our website at KUMD.org, how many different places are available to help folks. Because the whole tax thing now is geared to people doing it on a computer. And if you don't have a computer, or if you're not fluent in how to do it on a computer, it can really be daunting. So tell us a little bit about some of the help that's available for people.
Well, there are a lot of programs here in Duluth that operate under the sponsorship of the IRS VITA program. VITA is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Community Action Duluth is one of the programs, maybe one of the longest running programs. We're in our 14th season, I believe. We see clients on Monday evening, Tuesday evening, Saturday morning, and we have 4 weeks left. So, yes, it's tax day minus 28.
But, you know this.
I do.
Probably down to the minute. But when you walk in and you say, I didn't file last year, or I got tangled up in this, or I don't understand that, at no point do your people grab their hair, clutch their hair, and scream, ah, this is a horrible catastrophe. You just go, come on back, and you smile, and it's like, this is not a problem.
Well, we've been doing taxes for years, so when someone comes in and says, well, I haven't filed for the last 4 years, we say, well, maybe the fourth year back is a problem, but our software allows us to do taxes going back to 2014. All right, you'll have to paper file for that year, but 2015, 2016, 2017, we can do on computer and still electronically file. The open walk-in, first-come, first-serve clinics, we want you to do your current year tax return. All right, if you have a prior year tax return, we'd like you to make an appointment. Come see us on a Thursday. If you don't get in before April 17th, which is tax day, don't despair. We actually have a postseason, so we can continue to see people by appointment to the end of June.
So the bottom line is, don't avoid, don't procrastinate. Go in and see somebody. They can help you figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's not as daunting to these trained professionals as it is to the rest of us. And if it gets complicated with this, that, or the next thing, they'll tell you what it is that you need to try to track down, and they'll give you a hand in doing it. Now, UMD UMD volunteers, and
yeah,
they've mm-hmm. got students mm-hmm. working on this, which uh-huh. which is fantastic. I've asked the students for help in the past, and this is part of their training. They're learning how to deal with clients and learning how to do this, that, and the next thing. I had some child care things that I claimed on my taxes
right.
back in that day.
Right.
So that used to kind of befuddle them, but they got to learn how to find those problems, and we'll get the information for them up. And then there's, of course, help, as Julia mentioned, through Community Action. Also, AARP. There are 4 AARP locations where you can get some help with your taxes, too, especially if you're maybe your mom is going to the senior center, or you've got an older relative that needs a hand with their taxes, and AARP is helping out also.
Yes.
So,
and also the VFW, CHUM, you can go to the library, the downtown Duluth main library. The UMD students are there. Let's see, there's also the Rainbow Center.
Lincoln Park Center.
Yeah, West Duluth American Legion.
Yep. And the libraries can print tax forms for free. If you need to go back and get tax forms, if the paper filing thing is the way that you are most comfortable with it, they can help you provide that. Because it's frustrating now, you can't find the blank tax forms anymore because everything's done online.
Yeah, so the library will allow you to print out some pages of the tax forms, but the other thing that you can do at the library is use their terminals to access myfreetaxes.com. Now, the VITA programs usually have an income limit, like we do, of about $54,000. If you make more than that, up to $66,000, you can use myfreetaxes.com for free. You can electronically file your federal and I think up to three state tax returns. If you're doing a rent rebate or a property tax credit return, that's Minnesota's M1PR return, you can prepare, but you'll have to print it out and sign it, mail it in. Rent rebate, don't forget to include your certificate of rent paid.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, are there tips that people need to know? And again, we're going to get these links up so that they're easy for folks to find. If somebody is, again, feeling concerned, maybe feeling guilty, I should have done this, I didn't get whatever, or my receipts are all in a shoebox, or I don't even know where half my receipts are, what's your advice to somebody if they need to get some help and they're procrastinating? Oh, they feel so guilty and...
You can check our website or come by Community Action Duluth, pick up a brochure. We have a pretty friendly what to bring checklist. So, that's at least your initial guidance of how to get yourself organized. I have sat down with people who haven't filed for a lot of years, done some handholding. We have a lot of experience with this, and I would say we're pretty good at making sense of a pile of papers. We hope you do some work at home, but we can help you get organized. We can help you get caught up. We have people come in that say, I haven't filed for years. I've been getting letters from the IRS. I know I owe. We tell them, we can help. If you get compliant, file the returns that are missing, then you can talk to the IRS or Minnesota Department of Revenue about a payment plan, or even an offer in compromise. So just face what's going on, and it may look like a mountain, but a little shovelful at a time, we can help you chip away at it.
Exactly. And sometimes just having, again, that friendly face or that person saying, this isn't bad. I've seen worse. Mm-hmm. And here's what we're going to do to get to the bottom of it is exactly what you know. And that sense then... as I look at my own little stack of papers that Julia brought, my sense then, I'm caught up, everything is good, everything's the way it needs to be. It really is worth it to face it head on, if possible. So if you're looking at some difficulties with taxes and you meet the income guidelines, again, we'll get some information up there for folks so they can check this out for themselves. Maybe you're a kid who's doing mom or dad's taxes for them this year and you're really kind of in over your head. This is a really good place to start and figure out where you need to go from there.
So, Lisa, I guess I'll say I'll put another plug in for our volunteer income tax clinics. We see people at 4:30 on Monday, 4:30 on Tuesday. We open the doors at about 8:15 on Saturday morning. We have 4 weeks of tax clinics left, 3 days a week. Remember, tax day is April 17th because 15th is a Sunday. We get two extra days this year.
Oh, two extra days.
Two whole extra
days. Nice. All right. So make your appointment. Well, again, we'll get the information up. A lot of help available in a lot of different locations. We'll get some information up on our website. And, friendly faces. Bring them a muffin. They really like muffins. Julia, thanks again for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Julia Cheng is the Tax Site Program Manager at Community Action Duluth. And she joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.